Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. When you're not listening to this podcast, be sure to check out one of our others, like this one, The Grave Talks. Every week, I talk with individuals who've been affected quite intimately and personally by the supernatural. We hear their stories one-on-one in our conversations. In fact, here's a 15-minute preview of one of this week's two new episodes of The Grave Talks. And if you like it, just search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe. Today on The Grave Talks, Living in Another Time, a conversation with Dave Treisler. Since he was a teenager, Dave Treisler has been interested in studying the supernatural. David grew up in a house where he encountered the ghost of a young girl who had perished in a fire on the property. Even as an adult, he persisted on his trip. In the process, Dave and his wife checked out the Story Inn in Story, Indiana, as well as the Talbot Inn in Bardstown, Kentucky, and a number of other residences. On today's episode of The Grave Talks, we hear his account of life beyond death.
I grew up in a haunted house.
Okay.
So that started for me at an extremely early age.
Yeah, tell me about that. What are your first memories of realizing that?
Well, let me give you a background a little bit on the house itself. It'll help explain a little bit.
Great.
The house itself was just a few miles outside of Bloomington, Indiana, in Monroe County, and on a little road. It was kind of just a little country road, Weimer Road. And it was just an old single-story farmhouse. Well, my parents bought that, and this all happened before I was born. But I guess next to the house was a garage that my dad had converted into an apartment, and his sister and his nieces lived there. Well, he came home one day, and the whole thing was on fire. So he rushed in and tried to save the two girls. One was four, and I think one was a baby. And the four-year-old ended up dying on the property before any help arrived, any medical help. So we always felt like it was her spirit that was haunting the place, but it very well may have been others as well. Some of my earliest memories of that, or not of that.
Before we go to your story, I want to ask a little bit more about the fire.
Sure.
So you said this was a four-year-old and a baby. These were his nieces. Is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. How did the fire start? Do we know that?
According to the newspapers, they thought it had something to do with an oil heater.
Okay.
That exploded.
Which was common, yeah, that okay.
However, family history kind of said that they thought the four-year-old was playing with matches.
Oh.
But that's what the newspaper story, that's how it, it printed it.
Oh.
Was with the oil fire.
Sure.
The oil heater. So, not sure exactly. That's always been kind of something, you know, we didn't know.
Yeah. What, I mean, what was the aftermath of this? Did he rebuild this, the garage?
No, he tore it down.
Okay. Okay.
And it sat right next to the old farmhouse. And,
then there's just this piece of, there's just this piece of land there that probably had signs that something once stood there, and you'd have to know growing up, well, this is where, you know, they died, or the one died.
Yeah, there was no indications by the time I was old enough to, you know, remember anything.
Okay.
All this I was told by my parents, and of course I've got the newspaper articles, you know,
sure,
to back it up.
Well, continue on.
There's no indication of the building.
Okay. Continue on with then your first experiences.
Okay. Well, my mother actually had several experiences before I was born.
Okay.
There were footsteps that would start at the front door and go through the house to the back door and stop. I remember once she said that there was like a basketball-sized light, as she called put it, I think today we call it an orb, that floated from the front door to the back door. Again, it seemed to follow that path.
Mm-hmm.
And the house itself, and they built on like a bedroom and a kitchen and things like that onto that house later on, when I was very, very young. But there was kind of like a central room, what we called the hall. And all of the other rooms of the house kind of went off of it. And that seemed to be where the focal activity was.
Okay.
I remember waking up, and I probably was about 5, maybe 6 years old in my bedroom. And I remember looking down at the foot of my bed, and there was a chair that sat down there, just at the foot of the bed there. And there was a white, misty figure in it. And I just pulled the covers up over my head and went back to sleep. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
We were so used to things at that point. There was an old kind of vinyl chair from like the 50s that sat in that hallway area I was telling you about, and it used to creak at night. My mother got so tired of it, she put it on the front porch, and we never heard the creaking again. But there were lots of, like I said, footsteps. I can also recall one other time when I was about 10 years old. My mother was working a night shift at that point, and she was in her bedroom asleep. And I was about 10. My niece was about 3 or 4 years old at that point. And we were playing in my bedroom. And as the house was, my bedroom would have been on the right, and that hall was in the middle. And then off of that would have been the kitchen and their bedroom door. Well, in the kitchen, I hear like, it sounds like pots and pans are being thrown everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just a loud noise. And I couldn't figure out why my mother didn't wake up, you know?
Yeah.
And my niece and I were like, you know, we're not going in there. We're not going to find out what happened.
Sure.
So when my mother finally did wake up from her nap, we told her what happened. We went in there, and of course, there was nothing out of place. Nothing at all. So that was one another instance. And then there was another time, again, when my mother was working the night shift, my dad and I decided we were going to kind of camp out in the living room. We had a fold-out bed that was, you know, one of those couches that fold out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was summer because we had the windows open. And outside, I heard what sounded like sticks, just like dry sticks, just being snapped, just one after the other. And my dad heard it too. And you know, I said, "What is that?" And he goes, "Oh, it's just dry twigs falling from the trees." You have to understand, my mother described my dad this way. He would not believe in a ghost if it came up and shook hands with him.
You're like, so, it's just, It's the breeze. It's that time of the year. The seasons, you know, it's just it's a shadow, and it's nothing. And
exactly. He was a total skeptic on anything like that. And anything that happened in the house, he'd just laugh at it. You know, it's just the house settling. It's just this. It's just
that. Do you look back on that and wonder at all about, you know, maybe he did believe, but the prospect of admitting that to not only other people but to himself was just kind of too much. I think there's a lot of people that are like that, where it's like, no, it's not real, it's not real. Like maybe deep down there is something that they, but it's just, you know, it just doesn't compute.
Yeah, I believe that's exactly the way it was, and it's possible too. I don't want to read too much into this.
Yeah,
it's possible too. He may have had some, you know, didn't want to believe it was Tammy, the 4-year-old girl, either.
Sure, sure.
That would have been kind of hard on him.
Yeah.
But I don't know that. That's pure speculation on my part.
Yep.
He and I never discussed it, so I don't know. But I just know that he would never, you know, admit that there was something weird going on in that house.
Yeah.
But there was just too much stuff. My mother, I remember her telling me about hearing what sounded like a stick going up and down the outside of the clapboard, on the clapboard siding one night. You know, it's just sounds and noises. And my sister also told me, I was asking her just a few days ago, and she said, there were always things that were just disappearing in that house, you know, like jewelry, trinkets, things like that. No one would ever see them again. So
did they, at this point in time and the experiences that they were having, your mom and your sister, did they believe the house was haunted, or did they also try to go with, well, it's, there's some logical thing. Oh, we just don't know the answer.
No, they believed it.
Okay.
They saw too much too.
Okay. All right.
I'm not sure exactly of the level of belief my sister had in it, but I know my mother was just, she absolutely believed it.
Sure.
And she probably spurred my interest in things paranormal as much as anybody did.
Okay. Tell me more than how this continues on for you. Tell me, your mom had these experiences, your sister. Tell me more about some of yours experiences and how you fit into the picture with it.
Well, outside of the fact that I was just kind of an observer at that point, I never interacted with anything.
Yeah.
Nothing bothered me. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were occasional cold spots you just kind of run into in the house, and it's like, where'd that come from?
Sure.
The only other weird thing that happened to me, and I don't think it's connected to the hauntings, at least not in a way that I can connect it, was once when I was probably about, I'm going to say again, about 5 years old. I know I was very little, but I was in the backyard. I remember my sister was out there. I remember my mother was hanging up clothes on the clothesline.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking up towards the barn. We had horses at that time. And I was just kind of walking across the backyard up there. And suddenly I heard what sounded like the most beautiful music I've ever heard. It sounded like just thousands of voices all in perfect harmony. And it seemed to be coming out of the southern sky. It only lasted for a few seconds. But, I mean, I just stopped dead in my tracks and was, what's that, you know? Just totally amazed.
Sure.
And that was the only time I've ever experienced anything like that. But, you know, something that really stuck with me. But I don't know that it was connected to the hauntings. So it may have just been something else going on with me, you know?
Yeah. I mean, when you're running through your mind of these experiences that you had as a child, you know, it obviously varies quite a bit from what you're observing to what you're seeing and the events that take place before everybody. What was going through your mind as a kid with this sort of stuff? Did everybody blame it on one thing, or did everybody kind of have their ideas on what was going on?
No, I think everybody pretty much decided. I mean, they knew it was haunted.
Yeah, sure.
They weren't sure. I think my mother was, you know, pretty well sure that the little girl was somehow, you know, the main focal character in it all. Looking back now, I'm not so sure that there weren't others. Because it doesn't all seem to fit, you know, the pattern of, say, a young child.
Sure.
And particularly the heavy footsteps that we heard, that those definitely were male. And adult. So, you know, looking back now, I would say there was probably more haunting. I mean, more things there rather than just one.
Sure.
One spirit. And it was an older house, so who knows, you know, what went on there before they bought it.
Yeah, I mean, did you feel at all like, is the thing everybody jumps to, obviously, is the idea that, well, whoever died here must be the one that's haunting it. Do you feel that it was your dad's niece that died?
Oh, I think he had something to do with it, yeah.
Okay.
I do believe that. But I don't believe she was the only entity there.
Sure. Sure.
And I don't know how much of it was residual. I don't know how much of it was, you know, what we would call, I guess, today an intelligent haunt.
Yeah.
It happened so long ago. And of course, the house is gone now.
Yeah.
We tore it down and built a new house in the kind of in the front yard in the late 60s. And I think that house stood until about somewhere around the mid 70s, if I remember right. The only thing I really regret now is that I didn't know anything about EVPs at the time.
Sure.
They were still new, I guess, in the field. And I did have a tape recorder when I was in my early teens. And it's like, darn, I could have gone over there and gotten, and tried to get some EVPs.
You did now, have the potential. Yes, yes. But yeah. Do you all talk about it very, you know, calmly, like these things happen. Was there ever fear in the house of what was going on, or was it just kind of a way of life?
No, I didn't feel any fear. It was just, it's something I just grew up with.
Sure.
Hope you enjoyed this 15-minute preview of one of this week's two brand new episodes of The Grave Talks. To hear the rest and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday right in your podcast feed, search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe or visit thegravetalks.com.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? done well. Electrical upgrade, done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.